The new 17-member advisory panel is charged with making sure that both state and local governments have enough resources to handle everything that comes along with hydraulic fracturing, from regulations and drilling permits to roads and infrastructure. The panel will convene over the next few months, and its recommendations are due out in early November. DEC Commissioner Joe Martens defended the decision to keep the panel's meetings closed to the public.
This is a purely advisory panel. Again, it is not subject to the open meetings law. I think it's a perfectly appropriate process for us to have internally.
The public will get to weigh in and comment on the DEC's next draft of its rules that will regulate drilling. That report is due out by the end of the month. In Albany, I'm Marie Cusick.